Now, you sit down there on my table. Is you quite snugly there in your nightly? You isn't pretty cold?
I'm fine.
God. I cannot help thinking about your poor mother and father. They must be jipping and scumping all over the house, shouting, "Hello, hello, where is Sophie gone?"
I don't have a mother and father.
You don't?
They both died when I was a baby.
Oh, you poor little scrumplin. Is you not missing them very badly?
Not really, because I never knew them.
Oh, you is making me sad.
Oh, don't be sad. No one is going to be worrying too much about me. That place you took me from was the village orphanage.
You is a... an orphan?
Yes, there are 10 of us there. Oh. All girls.
Was you happy there?
No, I hated it. The woman who ran it was called Mrs. Clonkers, and if she caught you breaking any of the rules, like getting out of bed at night, you got punished.
How is you getting punished?
She locked us in a dark cellar for a day and a night without anything to eat or drink.
Oh, the rotten old rot rat, sir. Oh, you is making me sadder than ever.
Don't let those big tears roll down your cheeks. Oh, do stop. You're making quite a puddle.
I can't help it. You is making me sad.
The thing that worries me is having to stay in this dreadful place for the rest of my life.
All is my fault. I is the one who kid-snatched you.
Oh, please don't cry. Now I come to think of it, I won't actually be here all that long. Those brutes out there are bound to catch me sooner or later and have me for tea.
I is never letting that happen.
May I please ask you a question?
Yeah, shoot away.
Would you please tell me what you were doing in our village last night?
Why
were you poking that long trumpet thing into the Gucci children's bedroom and then blowing through it?
Now we is getting nosier than a parker.
And what on earth is that suitcase for?
You is asking me to tell you whopsy big secrets. Secrets that nobody is ever hearing before.
I won't tell a soul. I swear it. How could I anyway? I'm stuck here for the rest of my life.
If I tells you...
Yes?
If I tells you, would you teach me how to make an elephant?
What do you mean?
I would dearly love to have an elephant to ride on.
Oh.
A jumbly big elephant to go riding through green forests and picking peach fruits off the trees all day long.
I see.
Well, this is a sizzling hot muck-frumping country we is living in. Nothing grows in it, except snozcumbers.
Snozcumbers?
Yes. That's why I would love to go somewhere else and pick peachy fruits in the early morning from the back of an elephant.
Perhaps one day we'll get you an elephant and peachy fruits as well. Now tell me what you were doing in our village.
Well, if you really want to know, I was blowing a dream into the bedroom of those children.
What? Blowing a dream?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I is a dream-blowing giant. I is scuttling away to other places to blow dreams into the bedrooms of sleeping children. Dreams that is giving the dreamers a happy time.
No, hang on a minute. Where do you get these dreams?
I collect them. I has billions of them. And all these glass bottles.
You can't collect a dream.
No, who says?
Well, a dream isn't something you can catch hold of.
Oh. You is never going to understand about it. That is why I is not wishing to tell you.
Oh, please tell me. I will understand. Tell me everything.
Well, dreams is very mysterious things. They is floating around in the air like little wispy, misty bubbles. And all the time, they is searching for sleeping people.
Can you see them?
Not at first.
Then how do you catch them?
Ah. Now he is getting into the dark and dusky secret.
I won't tell a soul.
I is trusting you.
Oh, good.
A dream, as it goes whiffling through the night air, is making a tiny little buzzing humming noise.
I see.
But this little buzzy hum is so silvery soft it is impossible for a human being to be hearing it.
Can you hear it?
Is you seeing these ears of mine?
How could I miss them?
Well, they may be as looking a bit preposterous to you, but you must believe me when I say they is very extra usual ears indeed.
I'm sure they are.
They is not to be coughed at.
I'm quite sure they're not.
They is allowing me to hear absolutely every single twiddly little thing.